great guest on the show today. This one was really fun. You guys are going to love it. If you stood in the box with this guy, one, you're really scared, and two, you're not touching a thing. It's Brody Brecht. Guy has a rocket launcher on his shoulder, one of the best baseball prospects in all of college baseball, also played football, two-sport athlete, unique story, awesome podcast. You guys are going to love it. Let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome into the Wash Up Walk-Ons podcast. Another fun episode tonight for you. A guest that sort of is different from some other guests. This is a two-sport athlete. At least at one time he was. He's now a one-sport athlete. We'll get to that in a second. He, hometown boy, Iowa boy. He throws a little white ball 200 miles an hour, I'm pretty sure. His name is Brody Brecht, and we get him for a small amount of time tonight. Brody, thanks for joining the show.
No, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate you wanting to talk to me, for sure.
Grant and I were talking just before this. We'll just get it out of the way. Do you feel like a superhero when that thing comes out of your hand? I mean, you have an absolute loaded shotgun attached to your shoulder. What
it's
is
a
it
laser.
Like? It's unbelievable. Like, is it really cool to throw 100 miles an hour?
It's definitely cool. If you get your report after the game or whatever and you see what you were at. But honestly, I don't be like trying to throw like hard. Like oftentimes when I try to throw as hard as I can, it's slower than, you know, when I'm just like kind of loose and going easy out there. But it's definitely cool for sure.
Well, that's even cooler. You're like, oh, I just don't even try, actually. It's just natural.
There's something to that, though, because I mean, you probably don't think of it this way, Brody, but in like high end sport, like velocity stuff, the harder you try, the more you leak energy, right?
So
if you try to wind it up and just crank on it and not be natural, your body's going to leak energy somewhere. And it's
when I like try, like I'll tighten up. And so I'll lose like a little bit of like whippiness and like my shoulder and stuff. So yeah, I mean, I just try to be loose out there.
Yeah. Officially, what is the most you've ever been clocked at?
I think 101.7. think is the highest, is the official, like the official number. I know, dude. Like I know 104 is like out there, but I mean,
that's fake news.
That was on it was on like a gun, though. It was really windy that day.
It was wind aided. Were you a track guy?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it was over the threshold. It was over the 0.08 or whatever.
man. Hey, but if it's a windy day out there on the diamond,
hey.
It's blowing towards home plate. Them boys are just screwed, I guess. You know. So obviously we got you on the front end of baseball season here.
Yep.
When I sent you the message like, hey, do you want to come on? I realized afterwards, I was like, yeah, those are gonna be bad days for him to do. So we're recording this on a Tuesday, not a Sunday or a Wednesday, because you guys basically the way it works is you guys. It's always a weekend trip, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. So we usually leave Wednesday, then get back late Sunday. So, it's kind of the first, I mean, it's really just these first 4 weeks down south, we're flying down there all the time, but I mean, once the big camp starts, we'll be driving most places. So it'll be like a Thursday through Sunday, but, these first 4 weeks definitely fly by. It's kind of nice not going to, you know, got to go to class the half the week. So
true. I didn't even think about that. Gone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, it's a lot of homework on the plane though.
Yeah. I mean, I usually, a lot of us are grinding out at the airport, during the layover, but I mean, it is what it is.
Flying's nice, huh?
Oh yeah. No, it's definitely nice going down there. We don't get the football chartered flights. We're on the commercial side of things on the baseball.
I suppose you've gotten to. Did you travel with the team for any of the away games?
Football.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So you would have gotten the taste of the old private flight. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah. Those are really nice.
Your ass right onto the tarmac.
Oh yeah. It's yeah. No.
Give you a snack bag.
No TSA. No long lines. Yeah. It's nice.
What was it like the first time you went through that? Was it like, oh my God, like I'm a superstar?
No, I mean, it's definitely cool. I mean, just like, I mean, they drop us off in like the private like area or whatever, you walk through, like they give you just a little tap down and you go on the plane. You got long walkway. It feels pretty cool for sure.
They got the D squad for the security unit at that place at all times. So let's back it up. Obviously you're at Iowa now. You were playing both sports and now you're just focusing on baseball. We'll get there in a second. When's the first time? What did you pick up first, a baseball or football?
I think football. Football is always what I wanted to do. That was always what I wanted to do as a kid. It was always my dream to play football. But I mean, I think I started playing. I mean, it was those two and basketball is when I started when I was, I mean, as long as I could remember.
How long did basketball last?
Basketball went up until freshman year. And then I just focused on baseball and football. And then I
realized you were an absolute stud.
Yeah. Well, it's just like for Iowa, it's just like, I wouldn't have had like really like an off season. Like I knew that I was like decent at basketball. I mean, I really couldn't shoot, but I was like, I mean, rebounds, like defense, like Dennis Rodman out there, you know? Okay.
That's a good, I like it. You got to have some Rodmans out there for everybody. Jordan.
But like for Iowa, like I was like baseball, like for us, it's like normal, like playing in the summer, but like, I mean like 48 out of 50 states, like baseball's played in the spring.
Yeah.
And so like, for me, like it would just be like football in the fall, basketball winter, track spring, baseball. Like it just would have been like no, like kind of like period where I wanted to like, you know, lift and get big. So that was kind of like why I stopped playing basketball.
Soft. Only could do three sports out of four. So soft. You mentioned lifting and wanting to get big. When did you start lifting weights?
I think 7th grade is like when we started like doing more like just in middle school, like is when we started doing more like workouts and not games. It's kind of like when we transitioned away from that. But then 8th grade, when I got to 8th grade, is like when we started doing like legit like workouts.
Were you already like the strong kid? Are you a strong kid? Can we throw some weight around? Like what's it look like?
Bench. Yeah. I can. Good bencher? I love bench. Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that because I would imagine you have a pretty good wingspan, like long arms.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I'm decent at it. But we do like it's like a kabuki bar. It's not like a straight bar. So we do like a lot of that and like dumbbell. So we're like trying to take a little bit off. But we'll do that. But I was always like kind of a little bit more athletic. Stronger, I guess, too. But I really didn't like start filling out until like my junior year.
I filled out my freshman year and then I stayed the same size all the way till right now, which is 5'10". And you're coming up, you're playing AU baseball tournaments, you're playing football. Like, when did you realize that this was probably like you could throw the ball pretty good? Yeah, I remember I played AU baseball up through high school.
Yeah.
And I remember we got to like 6th grade, maybe 7th grade. And there were some dudes throwing like low 70s.
Yeah.
And at that point I was like, that's enough of that. You know, can't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if you know who John Wisniewski is. He went to Dowling. He was in our grade. He was a tight end for us at Iowa, but he was a big time baseball prospect for a while. And, he was him and a couple of his buddies at Dowling. They were throwing like 70 in 7th grade. And we played him one time and we had two people make contact the entire game. So like, were you that guy in the mound where it's like, hey, if Brody's pitching today, just like it's chalk it up, like it's over.
I've always thrown harder than a lot of the kids my age, so I was probably one of those guys when we were younger, throwing a little harder than some kids. But the biggest jump was like from my sophomore to junior year. But
really,
yeah. I mean, this is just like velo wise was like that was the biggest like jump. But I mean, but
what did it? Just natural growth.
I mean, I started doing like plyo balls, long toss, like, you know, that time you know, I mean, when you turn that age, it's kind of when you start. That's when I like started filling out a little bit more. So just strength training and whatnot. But yeah,
was it a situation where you were like, you, when those times happened during like the development of kids, like teen athletes, usually it's like one of those things where every time out on the mound for you or on the field or on the court, it's like noticeably like, oh my God, I'm getting good. Like every day out here, I'm getting better. Yeah. Was it one of those situations?
Yeah. I mean, like my freshman year, I was still like pretty skinny my freshman year, but then like kind of like sophomore year, I took a little bit more of a jump, and then like I really like started like training more baseball. Like I started actually like going to see like, you know, a pitching coach and like doing like more weighted balls and that stuff. And it just like, I mean, yeah, like you said, like it was like just each week, like I just felt like I was getting more and more like just accumulated, like getting my arm built up more, just like kind of learning like really about just being a pitcher, and not just kind of being like a athlete out there. So
just a guy who's throwing hard to.
Yep.
now you're actually putting a little professionalization.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting, man. That had to be fun when you're like, oh my God, I'm throwing it hard. Like, this is cool.
Yeah. Cause we had like a, like kind of before. So we do like indoor, like stuff in the winter, like just with, like with the high school, to like kind of like just get your arm built up for the spring league and then the actual season. But I would like right after football, like wrapped up in November, like that's when I started like throwing, started working up. And like that sophomore year, like going to my junior year, like that was like when I was like really like took that seriously and started doing that, like, you know, every day and stuff. And so that was like kind of right before like we started transitioning just to the high school stuff. That's when like I, you know, we were doing like the velo guns, and like it'd be like, oh, there's we're up five from where we were like 5 months ago.
Yeah, so that's some juice. We got a little juice.
Exactly. So it was definitely,
all the other kids are looking around like, the hell did Brody eat this summer? Yeah. This guy on gas or what?
What's this kid on?
Yeah, he's got the Mark McGuire stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Baseball was better with steroids in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they gotta bring that back.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully in a few years they're just like, yeah, just screw it. And we just see Brody on the mound just like just look like John Cena out there.
Then you might actually see a 104, but
I was gonna say maybe we can get these guys to touch like 106, 107.
Oh yeah.
So that's your developmental side as far as, and obviously you were good at football, you know, you were able to earn a way onto the Iowa football team as well. When did recruitment pick up, and when in your mind, eighth grade, freshman, sophomore year, when did you realize like, or shit, maybe it was all the way just recently when you decided to focus on baseball. Like, when did you realize like, oh, it might be baseball. Baseball might be. Even like, cause you said you wanted to play football, and I know in a couple interviews that you would have done, like even maybe in college, like as you stepped in at Iowa, you were like, I like football more. Like I want football, but you were just, eventually you're just too good to not play baseball. I can't wait to hear about that decision. But like, when did your mindset start to flip of like, okay, I'm probably gonna have baseball opportunities in college as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, football, you know, wasn't probably always, but will be not my number one love. That was
still.
I love it. But I mean, I would say probably like my junior year, like after my junior year, like baseball, like I started getting, like Iowa offered me for baseball, like my sophomore year. And then like football kind of followed that as well. But, I mean, I was still locked on to football. Like still thought I was, you know, better at football. That's what I wanted to do, whatever.
And you were pretty good at football. Like, like it's that you weren't, you were good.
I appreciate that. But then like after my junior year state baseball tournament, you know, I pitched that quarterfinal game, and I was, you know, up to supposedly like 97, like kind of like sitting like 94, 95 my junior year. And so then like that winter, scouts started like kind of reaching out and stuff. So then I was like, maybe this is something, you know, that I need to do, whatever.
Big time scouts. Like,
yeah.
Like professional, like how does that work? Do pro scouts?
Yeah, it's like, pro scouts. Yeah.
So it's like, whoa, that's weird, actually.
Yeah, because baseball.
How does that process work? Because obviously guys get drafted out of high school all the time. Yeah. So what is a scout saying to a kid? Sorry, I'm getting us off track. But what does scouts come in and say? Are they able to talk to you guys?
Yeah. I think the first one I got was like an email wanting to like get my number and just kind of like set up a meeting and whatever and just kind of just basic like background, you know, check stuff, all that type of stuff. And then kind of like as I got like more and more like popular, that's when I started having advisors start reaching out, like trying to, you know, wanting like them to kind of be like my agent. You know, technically they're not your agent until you sign. But
this is at 17 years old.
Yeah, this is would have been so
holy cow.
I mean, yeah, so then they start kind of going through your advisor.
Okay, and whatnot, so and you're allowed to sign one of those.
Well, so like really you're not technically they're not your agent until like you sign on like the dotted line, like with a contract. So technically like I still have an advisor because I haven't signed.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, they just like kind of like help you through like the whole, like they'll handle like all the communication stuff. Like if they need you to fill something out or whatever, like,
are they affiliated with teams?
No. They're just like their own. Yeah. They have their agency. So like how like, you know, Coop is like, you know, with somebody, Van Ness is with somebody, like it's kind of like just like their agency or whatever.
Okay. So. Okay. They're their own entity.
Yeah.
Are you able to tell us who that first team who reached out was, or was is that private?
No, you're good. The Diamondbacks were the first team to reach out.
So. Oh, dude, if I was rolling into junior high school with an email from the Diamondbacks, I'd be the most annoying dude in the world. I'd be showing everyone that.
Yeah, all the girls, dude. Just every girl that doesn't care walking down the hall. You guys know the Diamondbacks reach out to me. Right? I made it.
Yeah, you're in Algebra 2. I'm getting emails from the Diamondbacks. So that's where we're at.
What was that? That had to be weird. Like you're sitting there doing like freaking, you know, geometry homework, and like an email comes through from the Diamondbacks, and you're like, I'm in my parents' room is across the hall. Like, this is weird.
Yeah, well, it's. I remember like I was like in the training room when I saw it. Like I don't have like my email notifications on, so like it'll rack up like a couple hundred, and I'll just kind of like. So I didn't even really like I like responded to it like a week later. I was like, oh. Might want to check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
But yeah, that was interesting. I was literally in the training room, like just going through my email. I was like just clicking mark as read because I don't like the notifications or whatever.
Popping up.
So like, I just like go through them, and I was like, Arizona Diamondbacks draft prospect link. I was like, let me click on that. Let me see what this is.
Might want to fill that one out.
Yeah,
that's crazy. So that was.
So that was after my junior season. So that would have, so that winter before, so it would have been the winter of my senior year, like going into my senior baseball season.
Yeah. So that's when you realized, okay, baseball is probably a legitimate route as well.
Yeah. Cause I was always trying to like figure out where I wanted to go play football at, you know, whether it was, you know, Iowa State, you know, wherever it was, like, I was just trying to like figure out, you know, where do I want to play football at? Like, I'm not trying to like leave baseball out of it. And then like, just as it kind of kept getting closer and closer, it was just like.
And you had offers from both Iowa football and Iowa baseball.
I did. Yeah. So
what other football opportunities did you have?
I had Iowa, Iowa State, Kansas State, Nebraska. Those are my football offers. And then, Iowa was the only like official baseball one to offer me, but like Kansas State, like they would, and Nebraska would have let me like play both as well, but they never like, that was just always like, all right, like we're offering you like to play football, but you can play baseball as well. So
you're telling me that no other baseball schools offered you a scholarship?
Well, I mean, I committed like,
oh, okay.
Like I committed like at the end of my, like going into my like senior seat. So I committed like the, after like junior year baseball, like I committed to Iowa, but yeah.
Was that the dream?
Iowa? I mean, Iowa was always like my, I grew up an Iowa fan, like it was always my dream to play there. But like, just, I want to stay in state, like just being a, you know, Ankeny kid, like, you know, I wanted to play for, you know, one of the two, you know, in-state teams. You know, I had really good, really great relationships with, you know, the Iowa State coaches, got a lot of respect for them. At the end of the day, they don't have a baseball program, so it's just like,
yeah, that's weird. They don't have a baseball
program. I know, they used to, but Yeah, seems club like team. Some,
seems like they would. So you commit to Iowa. What, for both sports, what in, like, I guess you're, I'm not going to call you dumb high school kid, but, you know, you're kind of, you're just 17, 18 years old. You're naive. Yeah. You don't know what, you don't know what's ahead of you there. You're probably thinking like, yeah, I could do them both.
Yeah.
You know, I could fully pursue both of these sports. We've had this conversation with Ben Keeter as well. Not with him, but about him. His is probably even more crazy just from the physical side of his wrestling. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. I can't imagine. 'Cause I know like mine was tough, but I can't imagine what his is.
Right. Like, so that's what I'm saying is like, you get, what is your mindset as a high school kid? You just think like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Or did you have somebody telling you, or were you able to talk to anybody else who was trying to do two sports in college that was like, hey, this is what it's going to look like. This is what you're signing up for. What did that look like?
Yeah. Well, I sat down with I had a Zoom with Coach Ferentz and Coach Heller, talking about all right, communication is obviously going to be a huge part of it. Like there's going to be certain lifts that I'm not going to be able to do because of baseball. Like you don't want to put my elbow at risk or something like that. So that was the first thing, before I committed, I wanted to have a conversation with them about it. Like, all right, what's this going to look like? So we can make this work. 'Cause this is this is something I want to do.
Brody Breck wasn't doing max hang cleans.
I was not doing max hang cleans.
No shot.
Nope. But then going into fall camp, I was ready. You go from being a big fish, in a small pond. And, the story, everybody's got their,
college. Yeah. You're still a little bit I would call a medium to large fish still at college. Yeah. I became an actual minnow, but go for it.
I knew it was going to be tough. But in my mind, I'm like, all right, dude, I've been doing this for, 15 years. I got this, easy. Whatever. I tell you, man, it was a grind for sure. Especially that first, for me, 'cause I said, baseball, we play throughout, the summer. So I wasn't there for summer workouts. I wasn't there for any of the plays. I came in not knowing nothing. And I get to fall camp. And I'm going up against Riley Moss and Matt Hankins. It's just all right, here we go.
That's a tough one right there.
I'm all right, here we go.
Riley Moss, crosstown rivalry.
I know. Well, it's funny because so my freshman year, I was playing varsity. Okay. And him and Pinniger were the corners, the stud athletes, at the time, whatever. And so it kind of came full circle. But
man, I might have even watched one of those because obviously my brother was.
Yeah.
I might have even watched one of those games, or maybe it was against Dowling. I don't remember. Riley had a sick one-handed pick at the end of a game one time. I don't know. Obviously, he was
good. Oh, yeah.
It's cool to see a bunch of I forgot about Pinniger, too.
Yeah.
He went to Penn State, right?
Yeah, kicker.
That is sort of a full circle moment. You get to Iowa and there you are.
There you go. Yeah.
How did that go? How was it going against Riley Moss the first time? Did you have any chance?
No. I mean, well, for me, in high school, nobody would press me. Nobody would press. Nobody would jam. I'm used to just getting a free 5 yards.
Yeah, they're giving you cushion.
So my first run, he lines up in front of me. I'm like, all right, I got to fade. All right, I'm going to fake inside or go outside. And at this point, I'm not super I was just a deep threat, go up and get it. I wasn't super polished, route runner and everything, whatever. And also I'm coming off from baseball. So I'm probably 195 at this point,
beefy.
So I'm skin and bones out there. And I'm all right. So I fake inside and Riley's hand just boom, right in my chest. I'm like, oh. So, it was definitely a wake up call.
You put that Phil Parker technique on you, huh?
That's what I'm saying. It's just I can't, nothing I can do about that. And that was part of me. I'm a taller guy. So I had to learn about getting low, ripping through it, and all that stuff. But no, it was definitely a wake up call. Definitely all right, it's going to be a grind.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Funny. That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, okay, it's not high school anymore.
Yeah, no, it's all right, this is for real. Here we go.
That strong hand too, right in the armpit, shoulder.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Did it surprise you how strong he was for a guy who's
Riley's super strong. I'll tell you who, Jack Kerner is also a brick.
Oh,
I went and tried to crack him one time during scout, And like, I mean, and like for me, like, I think I got him. Like, he's not even looking. And then he, boom, like last second, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just got the wind knocked out of me. Oh. But yeah, no, Jack Kerner is, he's built like a rock.
He is built like a rock, dude.
I mean, he is just.
And you want to know why? It's because he's from Dowling and they cheat.
That's what I'm saying.
They're cheaters. They're just cheaters. And Kevin, who's supposed to show up 7 minutes ago, he's a Catholic school kid. And they recruit guys at Providence Catholic and they're cheaters. Everybody's
that's
a cheater.
That's what we always said, bro.
I know.
That was always a student section chant, man. It was like daddy's money. God loves us for free. Like that's all what it was.
Ooh, yeah, daddy's money's a good one. That is a good one. Grant's also a Catholic school kid, by the way.
This sounds like it's my high school experience, man. But Colorado instead.
So sorry about that, Grant. Grant's just sitting here on the sideline. Bro, I'm catching strays right now. God, that's funny. What year did you come in to Iowa?
Would have been fall of 21.
So you got to miss the COVID year too. You didn't have to deal with that 2020 BS.
Yeah, no, I was not there for that.
Okay. That's helpful because that was talk about trying to do two sports. That would have put a whole other wrench into things.
Yeah.
So I got to imagine. So what is that like that first winter look like then? The period sort of that you guys are in right now? Because obviously football workouts, that first 8 weeks before spring ball.
Yeah.
Those are no joke. I got to imagine that's prime. Like, okay, we're ramping up for baseball season too, right? So what did that look like the first year?
Yeah, no, that was – that freshman spring was probably like the toughest like throughout like my time here just because I was still trying to like make a name for myself in football. So like
– sure.
I mean, I'd be going – I was in the 6 a.m. group. So there's like times, you know, we're getting back at 12:30, 1 a.m. and I got to be, you know, up at 5, like got to lit. So, I mean, it was a grind for a few weeks before I started like – really like feel it, and I had to like talk to the trainer. I was just like, I'm trying, but I'm like, I mean, my body is breaking down. Like it's like, so like that's when we started like, you know, kind of figuring out, all right, which days do I need to be, you know, at football, which days do I need to be at baseball. So it got better for sure, but like the first
you were
6 weeks, it was brutal.
The worst part about that is no sleep. Like if you're only sleeping 5 hours a night, like you just can't recover.
No, and I'm not like a napper either. Like it's like I can't really nap. So like, yeah, no, it was brutal for sure. I was just like,
God,
yeah. There was one time we were playing Bradley, at Bradley, and it went to like 12 innings, and like we got done at like 1:30 a.m. We got a bus back, and I had to text Cope, and I was just like,
wait, Bradley's in
Peoria, Illinois.
So you were gonna get back at like 5 a.m.
Yeah, probably like 3, and that's probably 3:30. And that was like the first time where we've been getting back at like 1 and like stuff like this. And like, I hadn't said anything about it, but I talked to like the baseball trainer and I was like, dude, we get back. I don't even know if I go to sleep. I had to be up in like 2 hours. Like, I don't know.
Well, and at that point it's dangerous.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And he's like, no, we can't do that. So like I texted Cope and I texted Braithwaite and I was just like, you know, you know, we're going to get back at, you know, 3 a.m. Like I just can't be there in the morning. Like
count Brecht on the roll call as a baseball absence.
Yeah, exactly.
You had the card to pull there. God, brutal, man.
Yeah. So freshman year was tough. This past year wasn't as bad just because like, you know, I had a little bit more, you know, of a, you know, name per se. So like, and I was like, you know, on a start, like it was a lot easier with my schedule because I was starting.
Yeah.
Cool. Cause I
wore like ability there where you could pull cards more.
Yeah. And baseball, like I was starting. So like I had a set like schedule throughout a week of like, all right, when am I throwing bullpens? When am I, when am I off day? Like all this stuff. So like it was, and then, you know, eventually I, you know, stopped playing. So it was, you know, got easier as well. But yeah, that freshman like winter spring was definitely tough.
Dude, you were handling a academic load too, like a freshman year of academics. And I know that they had you in some BS like intro freshman athlete class for one credit that you had to worry about, and like you probably had LC hours, right?
Yeah.
Or do they do hours anymore?
I think freshman you have to do at least 4 a week.
We had 8.
8. Maybe it was 8. I can't remember.
I think they dropped it. I think you're right. But
yeah, but no, it was a grind. But I mean, I actually came in with a lot of credits.
Oh, that's helpful.
So I only took like 12, 13, like my freshman year.
That helps. That helps.
So it wasn't as bad. Yep. But
man, I know exactly how you felt, bro. Oh my God. I didn't sleep a lick my freshman year. I was up watching Netflix on my laptop till like 1 a.m. rolling in at 5:30. And I was just a long snapper, but obviously with playing one sport. But like those freshman year lifts, those winter lifts, there's also happened to be like just a complete like winter advisory for like 2 months my freshman year. So we're like walking through the blizzard across from Hillcrest, yeah. Like through the quad to get to the Oh my God, it was brutal. My body just unbelievable.
We had one of those too. Like my moped wasn't like starting.
So start?
Like 2 days in a row, I just had to run like over there.
How bad were you hurting, dude?
Bro, it was, dude, I come in at like, I mean, list is 6. I'm coming in at like 5:30. My legs are dead. And now I gotta go freaking do front squat, eccentric front squats for four by five, bro. It was freaking brutal.
You're giving me PTSD. my freshman roommate and I had one of those. So you guys did like FMS, right? Like the movement screening where you'd like, you know, then you get put into correctional groups if you don't score right. So we have a freshman FMS scheduled at like 6:20.
Mm-hmm.
Our alarms didn't go off.
Oh.
We wake up at 6:08. Now, fortunately, the moped started. I'm telling you, I was out the door and on my moped in 1 minute. And I've got like a little 50cc. Barely gets up the hill by Hillcrest. Yeah. And I'm just like, I blew all three red lights on the way to the complex at 6:10 in the morning. Get into the locker room at like 6:13. Never got dressed faster. Run upstairs. I am heart rate's never been faster.
Oh,
I
mean,
210, dude. And I run in there. I'm already sweating. I'm like clearly disgruntled. And Ray looks at me and he's like, "Hey, calm down. Calm down." And I'm just like, Doyle's gonna kill me. I'm dead. I'm dead. And thankfully we made it. But dude, some of those more every guy has something like that happens to him where they gotta walk or something.
Yep.
And it's just awful. It's just the stress is horrible.
I think that's the worst feeling. Like thankfully I was never late in college, but like in high school, like there was like I think that's the worst feeling. It's like when you wake up and it's like you're like, oh my gosh.
There's nothing you can do about it.
It's like, it's brutal.
It's even more brutal when
Doyle on the other side.
That specifically. Yeah. And you're a long snapper who's worthless to the program at that point. Wow, that's fun. So like you said, I mean, you guys were during that first freshman spring, you were already like you played right away, right?
Like
you baseball? Pitched some. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we start playing like second week of February.
But
like,
you specifically were in the games.
Pitching. Oh yeah. 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 No, I was pitching. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's also not like you were just along for the ride. Like you were actually performing and had to come back. Yeah. That's nuts, dude.
Yeah. It was brutal.
Okay. So it gets a little bit easier and you make your way to this past season. And you made the decision before the season.
I didn't. No, it was like the first. It was right before spring ball started. I think it was like
the
first.
Oh, all the way back like a year ago. Then
I think it was in like the first week of March. Yeah.
Was this a decision that was like weighing on you? What went into this decision? Did you finally like? Obviously, at this point, you've played through a sophomore season. You're about to go into your junior season at this point.
Yep.
And like probably similar to high school, like when you started to get more attention there, you had been balling out on the mound for the Hawks. It's not 97 anymore. It's like 100, 101. Okay. And it's like, okay, this guy's a legitimate like ace prospect for the MLB. And that pressure probably started to weigh on you. What led to this decision and how did that all go down?
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely weighing me for a while. You know, it honestly started during, bowl prep. I was battling another hamstring issue that's kind of been on and off for throughout the whole season. And like my freshman year too, like first week there, like I you know, dislocate my thumb, got to get surgery, like out 8 weeks. Like, so I was just like, I had like a few injuries, like where it was just like really just annoying. And like you said, like at that point I knew like baseball, like, you know, I knew that like, you know, I was fighting for starting role. Like, you know, I just thought that, you know, this might be the year, you know, but same time, like, you know, I still love, you know, I still wanted to play football, like, and all that stuff. So I was still, you know, kind of weighing it out the first, you know, few weeks of that training and, you know, even the first few weeks of the baseball season. But then like the first few weeks of baseball were going pretty well. And, you know, I knew like to get, like, it was always my dream to play professionally. Like, you know, whether, you know, it was, you know, football or baseball, like, you know, I wanted to be a pro, you know. Yep. I wanted to make it to the big leagues. And so, you know, I think I knew baseball was probably going to be my best shot at that. And then, you know, with the way things were going, and just the injuries I dealt with in football, I just thought it was going to be the best thing for me just to have a full year of baseball, you know, being able to clean some things up in the fall, be healthy in the fall, you know, get to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah, man.
You know, and just really just like just focus on like the pitching side of things and just being a baseball player. You know, that's kind of, you know, I just thought, you know, I think that was going to be the best thing for me. And, you know, as much as I hated, you know, hanging them up with football, you know, I just knew I had to do it. So
it's tough to hang up the pads, bro.
It's tough, man.
Yeah. Especially when you're forced to do it. You at least had the choice.
I know.
I think right before you did it, or maybe a couple months, I think maybe it was the season before, we were talking about you on the podcast at one time, and I was, we were on here like, what the fuck is this kid doing playing football, dude? Like, yeah. He needs to hang it up right now and take that $1 million arm straight to the Diamondbacks. He needs to get back with the Diamondbacks. And then you ended up making the decision. We were all like, okay, that's smart move, Brody. Smart move. From the outside, though, it's easy to say that, right? Like,
yeah,
we're not the ones hanging up the passion and the love for the game. Exactly. And your brother's on the football team, like, obviously made friends there and everything.
Exactly.
But in the back of your mind, you probably thought, like, gosh, how good could I be if I didn't have to worry about an entirely different sport as well? Exactly. At that point, right? Because at that point, you'd gotten to see how both your careers, both on the football team as a receiver, yeah, and the baseball team, had started to play out and advance a little bit. And you're like you said, the sleeping in part would have gotten me. I would have been like, wait a second. I don't have to. Yeah, that fall is going to be kind of cakey, though. Like, I'm in on that.
But yeah, I mean, just, you know, just being able to have, because like for me, it was a super quick turnaround from football going into the season. I mean, like bowl games, I mean, it's going till
there's no turnaround, dude. You got like 2 weeks.
Exactly. Like, it was like, I mean, I was didn't go home a single, you know, time in the fall. Like, you know, we have the bowl game and then I'm home for, you know, 10 days and I got to be back, you know, up here. And so for me, it was just like, all right, what if I, you know, had a full, because like last year, like my arm, like the last, like, you know, few weeks of the season, like my arm was just kind of dragging, you know, just like velo was kind of, you know, down a couple clicks. Like, it was just like, you know, I had no buildup. Like, for, like, I started.
By the way, every time you say velo, it's like, oh, you're like, what a stud. It's like when I hear velo, all I think of is like, oh, this guy's got lettuce, or like he's using like the terminology. Yeah. Anyway, go on.
So for me, it was just like, all right, like, what if I had a full fall to build my arm up, you know, get accumulated all those pitches, you know, be able to add a pitch, you know, just clean some things up, working on
throw something new in the bag, huh?
Exactly. And so, like, for me, it was just like, you know, how, like, just the amount of steps I can just take forward, or just, I don't know, if I had a fall to just kind of work on things.
If I had any time at all, you know?
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's just what it was. Just like, you know, I just thought it was going to be, you know, super beneficial for me. And I think it has been super beneficial for me to, you know, just work on some of the little things and, you know, add a pitch and all this stuff. So
I'm not a scout for the Diamondbacks, but I'd say it's worked out pretty good so far. What does the bag of tricks look like? I thought Brody Breck was just a fastball guy. I thought he just throws heaters, right? That's all you need. If you can throw fast enough, that's all you need. You just move that thing around the box and they're never going to touch it.
Yeah.
Yes, we talked to Coop and he mentioned how you have like a 90 some mile per hour slider as well.
Yeah. That so might actually, That might actually be my best pitch, honestly.
Well, that's not fair. So that's not fair.
I got a four seam fastball. Then I have that slider. Usually like 89, 92 probably. And then this fall I added like a sweeper.
What's a sweeper?
I'll explain it to you. So like,
please do. I want the
sweeps. What do you mean?
So last year, like I threw a bunch of different slider shapes. So like some would like just kind of be straight like this, like a normal slider. Some would sweep, like
sweep
and break. And then or some would be like super gyro-y. That's a
sure.
Alternate.
I got you.
But so like it did a bunch of different shapes, but I never said, all right, I'm gonna sweep this one. All right, I'm just gonna throw this one normal or whatever. Like
it just happened.
It just happened. I just threw it and it did what it did. But this fall, I was able to, differentiate and just figure out. All right, I'm gonna sweep one here. I'm gonna throw normal slider here. And so I was able to add a sweeper, so it gets more horizontal break than it does vertical break.
Okay.
And then my normal slider gets it's kind of a. Kind of gets the same horizontal and vertical, but it's more like sharp and it goes down more rather than just kind of.
So my dumbass always thought that the slider was pretty much just what you're describing in the sweeper. I thought the slider just kind of went horizontal.
Well, that's kind of and that's what it was. So like it was always like, all right, slider.
And then the curveball is what drops.
Yeah. So like that's always what it was. Like especially like it's just really these past few years, like with the technology and all like the data that they do now.
Yeah.
Like that's when they added like the sweeper. Like wow. So like normally like yeah, it's fastball, slider, curveball, and then changeup that goes over here. But
Jesus.
They just invented a new pitch.
What do you say?
They just invented a new pitch.
They just like classified
it. Just a different angle.
Like,
oh, okay.
Just like with the whole so like a lot of guys will have like a slider or a sweeper, like but the sweeper, like I said, it just gets more horizontal, like it doesn't get as much vertical break as I don't know.
I imagine you have a changeup then as well, right?
I throw like a splitter.
Okay.
But yeah, I just need, just something going this way.
How fast does that go?
Probably like 92, 93.
It's so stupid, dude. Do you ever think of wow, man, I really was like, obviously you worked hard for this arm too.
Yeah.
A little bit like, dude, I'm telling you, the last time I reared back and tried to throw a baseball, my shoulder almost came off my body and I threw that thing 72 miles an hour. And I don't believe I could put any more power on it. That might have been when I might be able to throw like 73, 74.
73, there you go. But I mean, definitely, a lot of it is God given.
Is anybody else on the team like close to you in velocity?
I mean, we got a few, I think our staff, I think we have one of
you guys are studs this year, by the way.
Yeah.
We haven't even met. We're 43 minutes into this podcast. The Iowa baseball team is, I have seen some things.
Yeah.
Some rankings, some projections of potential Omaha. Like, yeah. Dude, if you guys make it to Omaha, we already said as a podcast, we're coming.
You have to.
Dude.
I mean, that's definitely the goal for sure. For football, it's always a game at a time.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. But I mean, we definitely got some studs on the team. I think, I throw, I think it's me. And then we got a couple guys. I mean, Zach Volker, he'll, be 95, 96. Marcus Morgan will be 93, 95. Reese Buter will be 92, 94. Kate Obermuller will probably be 93, 96. Like, I mean, we probably got, four or five dudes,
Hellerball's got gas, huh?
We got some gas on the team.
Let's go. Take us to Omaha, baby. Take us west.
We're trying, but.
What about the bats? What are the bats looking like?
I mean, we got a guy named Sam Peterson who might win Big Ten Player of the Year. He's going crazy right now. He's good. You guys should look him up. He's doing really good for us.
Get him on the podcast.
Yeah, he should. Yeah, no, he's a good kid, and he's very talented. I think we return a lot of guys too.
That's important.
We lose our first baseman from last year, Brendan DeRiggi, who's a great hitter for us, and then Keaton Anthony, who was probably our best hitter. They both kind of playing professionally now, but I think other than that, we're returning pretty much everybody. Like it's so I think we just got a really experienced group and a lot of disciplined hitters up there where we can trust them to make good ABs. You know, but I mean, I think we got it all around. I think we got a great team going, but, you know, like I said, it's one game at a time.
You guys are playing chess, huh? Just chess, not checkers. Dude, baseball's so much, listening to you talk, I can tell baseball's so much more than I even know. Like, I mean,
you talk to some of the guys on the team that have been you talk to a guy like Ray Tello or Michael Seegers or like any of those guys like on our team. Like, I mean, they'll because they can give you the hitting side. Like, I can give you like a little bit of the pitching side, but I'm still like new to all that, like, you know, stuff as well. So
they just tell you, hey, Brody, go up there, strike him up. You
know, yep. Get a head start.
11 strikeouts, by the way, in your first outing.
Yeah.
Couldn't get all 13, could you?
No.
What are we doing, buddy? Come on.
No, it was, I mean, yeah, I got to clean some things up, though. You know, got to finish some guys. I had four guys, 0-2, 1-2, and I ended up walking them, which just can't happen. Like, it's just, you know, finishing them, you know, that's the thing. You know, I think the stuff's there, obviously, but, you know, it's just about, you know, getting ahead, staying ahead, and then finishing them when I do that stuff. So,
I was a catcher, and they threw me into pitch when they wanted comedy. And dude, it was such a, I don't know if you ever played baseball, Grant, but,
I had a short career.
It was hard for me to hit the zone, bro. I could hit. Talk about painting corners. I couldn't even paint the box. I couldn't get, I couldn't throw a strike.
Yeah.
I feel you.
No, I mean, yeah, pitching is definitely, you know, tough. I think, you know, you have your control guys, you have your stuff guys. You know, I think I'd probably be a stuff guy.
Yeah, and that stuff is absolute jet fuel, gas, ignition.
But I mean, yeah, it's really just, you know, being, you know, committed. Like for me, like, you know, two big words for me are commitment, conviction. You know, just commit to every single pitch and throwing each pitch with total conviction. And just for me, it's all about direction as well. Just going straight through home plate. Like for me, when I miss, I usually miss glove side. I'm opening up, trying to rush, and then I end up cutting the ball down. So for me, it's all about just staying straight through the catcher.
Damn, I like that. Throwing each pitch with conviction.
Yeah.
That's a little bit okay. I relate to that a little bit because as a specialist, snapper, kicker, you if you start kicking slap, here's Kevin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You fucking slapdick. Dude, yeah, we should line you up and let Brody just ace one right at your chest.
I mean, at least give me a chance. Please put me in the batter's box, you know?
Okay. I'm still going to tell. I'm going to give him the sign to beam you. How are we doing, Kev? How's your night going?
It's a shit show of a night, but.
Oh, there we go. So what you're looking at, Brody, is this is called adulting. Yeah. We're 29 now and have real lives.
There we go.
So you'll have that eventually, hopefully with like a millions of dollars contract. Kev, we're at the part in the story where Brody decides to go all in on baseball and not play football. And I informed him that we, the walk-ons, thought that that was a good decision.
Oh yeah. We fully endorse that decision. But would love to hear more about your thoughts behind it. All right. Or maybe you guys got into that already.
He gave it a little bit. Yeah. All right. Were just like, you know, it was just, he saw where his career was going in both sides. And he's like, his whole thing. Yeah. Obviously a business decision. I mean, what does it look like as far as, cause we haven't talked about this yet. Like, was there thoughts or ideas of like, maybe I come out after last year? Like, when do you decide like, okay, do you get drafted every year in baseball? It seems like you do. Like what happens there? I'm so confused. Did you get drafted out of high school?
No, I could have, but, I had like my, you know, price that I wanted and,
Whoa, back it up there. You could set a price?
Well, it was just like, for me, it was just like, all right, how much would it, you know, take for me,
sure,
you know, to give up football, to give up playing baseball here, to get that extra development, you know, at Iowa, and just go, you know, straight into, you know, minor league ball,
based on where you would have been projected to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, I mean, I said, you know, a pretty, you know, high one, just because, you know, I wanted to come here and I wanted to play it, and so because I had an original, you know, one, and I didn't want to, and I was like, and I probably could have got it. But then I was talking to, you know, some guys on the team here, and it was just like, you know, my whole life I've like worked to play football. Like I got to experience it. You know, I got to, you know, playing kid, like I got to do the swarm, got to do the, like I got to do the wave, got to do this stuff. So, you know, I ended up, you know, raising it a little bit before the draft, and, you know, nobody really, you know, hit it. So, which I was totally fine with. It was, you know, it was one of the things where it was like, all right, if I get it, great. If not, you know, even better. So
you said, I want Shohei money.
Yeah, give me the 70 billion here. Yeah.
Give me Ohtani money or I'm not doing it. Hey, yeah. I will tell you this, and you probably, I'd love your thoughts on it, that being able to swarm, being able to come out in the swarm and put all on the black and gold for football, that's worth quite a bit.
Oh, no, it was priceless, man. It was definitely
caught a couple balls too.
Hey, nine, baby. I think
I caught one.
There we go. There we go. Yeah, like you said, like it's so you're coming out of high school, so you can come out of high school.
Okay.
You can come out of your junior year of college.
So if you don't come out in high school,
yeah,
you're signing up for 3 years of baseball.
Yeah. Yep.
We're learning a lot here tonight. We're learning. Yep. And so that would have been last year then. When is the MLB draft?
It's this July, like mid-July, I think, second week of July maybe.
For the guys who would have finished last season? Or no?
Or just like – so this is my junior year. So this is like my
– Oh, draft. You're still a junior. I'm dumb, still a junior. Bro.
Yeah.
So you could technically go this year?
Yeah.
Or then obviously finish out your senior year.
Yeah, well, so baseball is different. So, like, baseball, everything's, like, slotted. Like, each pick, so, like, the number one pick's, you know, slotted at, you know, 10 mil, 11 mil, whatever. Second's, like, you know, 9 mil, 8s. You know, it just kind of keeps going down, you know, as you keep, you know, going down the draft.
If like, I was to search Brody Breck's name, where would his projection be right now? Do you do that?
MLB is similar to NFL in that respect. Like, pretty much NFL now is, like, every draft pick. You already have your contract pre-selected. Is that the same way in MLB now?
Yeah, but like for football though, so like, I mean, you could have, so like Jay, like he could have got, you know, drafted this year, but he's coming back, but he can still get that same amount of money next year. Like baseball is like the total opposite. Like if you don't have any years left, they can use that as leverage and they can sign you for like under slot value.
Oh, yeah. That's
money. So like, that's why everybody usually goes their junior year if they can.
Okay.
Just because then you have leverage. So that's kind of like where it's different in that aspect of things.
Brody Breck, 17th ranked prospect. Jesus Christ, buddy. So you're coming out this year. We got a little bit of time with Brody left in the black and gold, and this guy is gone, brother. Dude, come on now. You're up here with, I'm sure these guys are studs. JJ Weatherholt, who's that joker?
Yeah, no, that's actually my guy. We played summer ball together.
He's a punk. Shortstop, second baseman for West Virginia. That guy can't play baseball, can he?
He batted 450 last year with like
450?
With like 40 bags, like 20 pumps. And I mean, the dude's crazy. I'm telling you, that's
Jesus Christ.
I played summer ball with him, and then I was down at Team USA with him. And every single ball is just a barrel. Like it was just.
How about this guy from Florida, Jack Caglianone? I mean, that's the baseball name right there.
So he's a two way guy. So he throws like 98 from the left side. And then last year he broke the like D1 home run record. He hit like 35 pumps last year.
Okay. So the fact that you call him pumps, I'm a big fan of that. I love that. Wow, so there's some studs out there, huh? So
this guy's trying to be the next Shohei.
He's a dog for sure.
Oh, and he's I mean, good for him. 6'5", Jesus Christ, 6'5", 245?
Yeah, no, he's big.
This guy's a tight end.
He's an absolute unit.
I mean,
yeah.
What do we got Brody Brecht on here? 6'6", 225. I mean, that ain't bad, brother.
They said 6'6"?
No, 6'4".
Oh, 6'4". Yeah, no, I'm 6'4". Like right now, probably like 232. Yeah.
Oh, so you are a little beefy, huh?
Oh yeah, no, I put on quite a bit.
Let's go, my man.
So that weight gain, is that all post post football weight gain, or like you beefing up to put a little more juice in the fastball, or what?
Yeah. So football, I think I played. Like during the season, I think I was like probably 15, 218. And then in the off season, I'd be like 222 probably. So, I mean, I've probably put on 10 pounds since football. But a lot of that's because I'm not, you know, running. You
heard it here first. Brody Brooks is on TRT. human growth hormone. What does that look like? Was there guidance from the baseball train, like the staff, the.
Yeah, I'm curious. Do they kind of regulate your body weight similar to the way the football staff does, or is it a little different?
I mean, they check your body. I mean, it's not anything like as strict as like what football was, like, you know, optimum range and all this stuff. But like for me, so like last baseball season, like, you know, I still have like the football weight on me for the first, a few weeks, and then, you know, it's on the road, it's traveling, it's, you know, you're not eating as much over there, then it's summer ball, like, and all this stuff. Like, I think I, you know, started the season at 218. I think I ended at like 208. So like I lost like a good 10 pounds. And then, like, you know, I said like my velo kind of dropped too. So over the summer, I mean, I, you know, hop back on the creatine, like, you know, started ripping bench press, like just trying to get, you know, the muscle back, just trying to get the weight back. And, you know, yeah, like I said, like, I'm, you know, I'm 230 now, and I feel like I'm, you know, moving pretty good at it right now. So I'm just trying to keep it around there, throughout the season. So
get a couple more core 42s in you.
There you go, baby.
Come on now.
I like the advice that we just heard. Just take some creatine.
Hey,
hit a little bench sesh.
Yes, all sir. You need,
smashing calories, man. That's all you got to do.
There you go.
102.
If you're 232, I mean, you're probably eating pretty much whatever you want as a 20. How old are you? 21?
21. Yeah.
God, it must be nice. Congrats on, by the way, on being able to drink beer legally.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Beer, calories, you know, if you're trying to throw on a few, you know, beer over tequila. Is that what you're drinking right now? Beer right through that?
No, that's some good old H2O right there.
Whoa, okay. I believe it. So do you have to watch your diet then now as you, or like, are you pretty comfortable? Like, do you have any idea how many calories you're eating a day, or you just know like what you're eating and consuming on a daily, a weekly basis is pretty much supplying you with what you want body wise right now?
I think I have a pretty, like, I've always like been, you know, I always like try to, especially once I got to college, you know, I usually try to, you know, eat pretty well. So,
sure.
I mean, I'm not eating like a whole lot of bad food and whatnot, but, you know, I'd say anywhere, you know, probably, you know, 4,000 calories a day, probably just trying to, you know, maintain that. Obviously, you know, when we're traveling on the road, it, you know, kind of changes a lot, but just trying to make sure I'm getting like, you know, protein in, some carbs in, and that stuff. But I mean, I kind of like usually know, you know, what I need to eat and whatnot. Usually do pretty good, but
6'4", 230. You are a unit, brother. You could eat whatever you want. That's funny. So what does a meal look like then? If Brody Breck wakes up, what's breakfast for you?
3-4 eggs, blueberry bagel, peanut butter, yogurt, 2 glasses of milk. You know, do that, and then, you know, go to class, whatever. Lunchtime, you know, if we got black card, you know, go Chipotle, noodles, Bread Gardens, usually kind of like my three Estellas. You know, and then usually like throughout practice, like right after practice is over, usually, you know, drink a protein shake, especially if I'm lifting or whatnot. And then, you know, usually go home, you know, make probably 2 servings, whatever. And I'll eat, you know, one of those. And then the next day, you know, I'll have it for lunch if, you know, I don't got black card or whatever. But, I mean, I try to get, you know, a good 3 meals in, you know, and then probably, you know, a fourth, like kind of a snacky one, whatnot. But
listening to that, Kev, that got me, that took me back right there. That got me a little excited. that made me like, oh, want to get back in the rhythm there, grab a little refuel. Were they still serving those, like, what were they, like egg and I don't remember. I used to put jelly on. What did we used to have for refuel in the morning, Kev, at the facility? It was
the egg sandwiches, egg and sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were they still serving that?
They still rip those out every day,
man. Let's go, dude.
Yeah. You were one of those nasty fuckers putting jelly on that thing.
Lather that thing with some grape jelly, brother. Dude, the amount of calories I had, and I wish I would have been tracking back then. It was outrageous. Unbelievable. So obviously the goal here is, let's get us back on track and not waste your time.
You're good.
The goal here is to have a stellar season. just mow people down and then get drafted as high as possible? Like, is that the goal? Probably not thinking about the draft, but
I mean, at the, you know, long, I mean, we talk about like, you know, short-term and long-term goals. So, I mean, obviously, you know, that's a, you know, long-term goal, you know, make it to Omaha, you know, win the Natty. I think we can, honestly. I mean, last year we beat LSU, you know, and they ended up winning it all. So,
hey, no.
You know, I think, you know, I definitely think it's a reality for us this year, you know, to, you know, host a regional, you know, go to Supers, go to Omaha, win it. You know, but like I said earlier, you know, it's just about, you know, taking it one day at a time. And I think that's where the main focus, main goal is right now is, you know, what can I do each day to get better? And whatnot, but yeah,
you,
I
mean, you sound like you played for KF. God damn. I just want to be humming. All right, we just want to be humming when June comes around. Right?
There is no big picture. Just take it one step at a time, okay?
Right. This buddy Breck guy, he could throw 300 miles an hour if he wanted to. Okay.
Bro,
holy dude, shit,
Spencer can do the best KF impression.
So. Oh, dude, we just had him on.
It's so good.
He's unbelievable.
Oh, it's awesome.
That's great, dude. We so badly we want to see the Hawks just rip off a season here. I like it would be so sick.
Well, last year, I mean, I was at the who did they play first game this year? Western.
Yeah.
Was it whatever the first game was? I was there with one of my good buddies on the baseball team, and when they threw the touchdown to. When Kate threw it to Seth for the touchdown, like the second play, we're like, we're going to the college football playoff. Like we got it. Like
we're going. It's over.
We're going.
Yeah. We scored a touchdown in like 2 minutes, and it's like, oh my god, we got it. We're going.
We're there.
And we got all the pieces.
Unfortunately, injuries happen and a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, that was not good.
Man, Grant, jump in here. I've taken most of the conversation on this back half. I'll summarize here in a second, but you got any questions for Brody?
Yeah, no, I got some questions for you. Some of them are kind of like more niche baseball questions, but I talked to your teammate Ben Wilmus a while back, and he said that in your guys' warm-up, you guys play imaginary football. Are you still playing receiver in imaginary football, or are we mixing it up and going somewhere else?
The hitters do. So the pitcher, so like that's what they do after they do like their so that's like right before the game starts. So like they'll do like their leads and like fake steals or like steals or whatever, and then like they'll split up into teams, they'll do imaginary football and they'll do that or whatever. So the hitters do that. I don't do that, but
so what do the pitchers do, like imaginary tennis or like
we play hacky sack.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's like our warm-up, but yeah, no, we actually made like a football team of our baseball team. We actually low-key got a good squad. I think we beat a lot of high school.
What's the squad? Rip off some guys.
You want me to rip them off? All right. Yeah. So me, I'm actually going to tight end just because we need some bodies.
Gonna have to.
Quarterback, we got Marcus Morgan. He's another guy on our baseball team. Shoves.
Dog.
But he had D1 like quarterback offers out of high school too. So he's quarterback. Sam Peterson, who I talked about earlier, is going to be our running back. He's just like a ball of muscle.
Dog.
Like a little kerner. So he's running back. You got Big Bopper, right tackle. Dog. He's our first baseman.
Big Bopper, bro. Who's that?
So his name's Blake Guerin, but we call him – but, like, so when he committed, like, out of high school, like, they called him, like, the Big Bopper from up north. So now we just call him Bop. So,
wow.
He's a character. You guys are like talking to him.
I learned really quick in this episode that I like the baseball slang talk they got going on there.
Yeah, that's what I told him, bro. Oh, yeah. That's what I said. These guys are dogs.
No. Baseball is fun, especially the trips, man. Like, we got, like, a bunch of, like, games that you just, like, play with. Like,
yeah, you guys are probably – it's wild.
But, yeah, I mean, that's some of the squad right there, but –
No, it's an elite group already. They got NCAA coming out this summer. I might have to
build a little mini
baseball team, dude.
I can't wait to grind that, man.
Dude, who are you taking to the Natty? Are you taking like Akron to the national championship next year?
So my boy, one of my best friends, he's actually just transferred to Sam Houston. He's our quarterback. Balling with him. He's winning.
He's winning
the Heisman, man. I'm definitely going to play a season with Iowa for sure. I might make myself fun again. But
we're gonna have to load Coop DeGene into the game. Like,
I know,
I need him.
Oh yeah.
So then, sticking with warmups, I'd say like once a year in my timeline, I get the videos like Trevor Bauer doing his weird warm-up stuff at UCLA. He's throwing it like 400 feet and he's like chucking it into walls, doing weird stuff. Is there anything that you do as a pitcher, or are there like any other pitchers on the team that have like a very unique warm up that it's like you only do, or is there something that a guy only does that you've never seen before?
I mean, I do like from like my stretches, like I like want to stretch out my back and like my neck. So like I'll like roll up and I'll kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, but like I'll kind of like sit back and I'll just like kind of rest like my body weight on like my neck and just like kind of move around a little bit. So like just kind of loosen up. I don't know. That's just because like my backers.
I was hoping you said you like chugged a 16-ounce of Mountain Dew or something like that. Just like ripping.
A lot of guys ripped the rain. So my freshman year, I ripped a rain, like chugged one before I went out there.
Heart rate on max, just like.
Oh, it was not good. I mean, I was throwing gas. That was the hardest pitch I ever thrown was that day my freshman year.
Just ripping pre-workout, just going out there throwing 105.
Yeah, that was the end of that for me. But I mean, we got like a lot of the guys. I mean, everybody's got their own routine, but I mean, it's a lot of it's just like, you know, get your dynamic in, you know, rip some plyos, you know, and then, you know, go play catch and stuff. But I mean, I don't know if anybody's got like any crazy weird ones. There's some like weird drills that like some people do with like, we have like water balls, like working on like movement prep and stuff. So like a lot of some guys will get in like kind of funky positions with that. But yeah.
Cool.
I got a question for you. So are you one of the pitchers, like say you got a no hitter, perfect game going, do you want to be left alone in the dugout, or are you one of the guys like, nah, this is going to fuck over me a little bit in the head. I just want y'all to act normal around me.
I mean, nobody talks to me. I like to just stay in my mindset, stay in my zone when I'm in there.
Is the self-talk of a pitcher like in between innings then? Like when you're
it depends how the inning went.
I'm a lion. I'm going to eat these guys for fucking lunch.
I try to keep everything positive. You know, I want to keep positive thoughts in my head, just like, you know, when I'm out, like if it was like a good inning, I'm like, all right, you know, keep shoving, dominate the zone. They don't stand a chance. Like I'm the best. I'm the champ. Like just like trying to like keep that going. If it was like a, you know, inning, you know, where, you know, I, you know, walk the guy, or, you know, I was kind of struggling. I get back and I'm like, all right, reset, you know, right here, start ahead, get ahead, dominate the zone, you know, make them earn it, like kind of stuff like that.
Throw some chin music.
Yeah. If it was a really bad inning, you know, I'd save some stuff for myself. Stop being
solid. Yeah. I hate myself. I want to. Yeah.
But I mean, that was more so like the past, you know, year and a half of, you know, baseball. But, you know, now I try to keep everything positive, you know, just meeting with like the mental performance coach. Like that's kind of really good, you know, for mindset talk. But
cool.
Unreal.
Favorite baseball movie.
What do you say?
Favorite baseball movie.
Well, for me, I have like a little bit of bias towards this one. It's the final season. It's about the Norway baseball team. But my family's from the area. My dad played for, you know, the coach. My grandpa's farm's in like the movie, so it's kind of like has like a little bit of like, you know,
Jesus
value to me. But I mean, I love bench warmers. Just hilarious. Ooh,
bench warmers. Was not expecting that one. Yeah, that
I mean, that one's just funny. I love a good comedy, so that one's good.
Classic, right
there. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, here's what I've learned. I know that after 68 minutes of talking to Brody Brecht, I'm pretty sure that baseball players are the coolest dudes on earth. Like, that's all I've taken away from this thing. We're super appreciative of you coming on the pod. This was fun. I hope the listeners like the baseball crossover. I think we can get into it. I think people will be interested to hear because of the football sort of mix in there. And dude, we're stoked to watch you just throw absolute gas all season. And hopefully the Hawks can make it to Omaha. That would be so sick.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the goal, man, for sure. But I appreciate you guys having me. That was a lot of fun. You know, you guys are funny people. So I always, you know, listen to one every once in a while and whatnot. But no, I appreciate you guys, and yeah, just keep doing what you guys are doing, man. You guys bring a lot of laugh into this world. So
trying. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. We will be back again on. I'm not even sure when this is dropping. We're so out of whack with this, but hope you guys enjoyed Brody. We'll be back again soon. Until next time, peace. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.
Thank you.